patient, 29th of September, patient Wanda Hicks, H-I-C-K-S, date of birth 9/28/1966. Wanda Hicks was seen for evaluation of hyperparathyroidism per paragraph. She was found to have an elevated parathyroid hormone in the recent past, but has no symptoms suggestive of hypercalcemia per paragraph. Past history known for total hysterectomy in 2019 and bladder sling with vaginal tear, wall tear per paragraph. Family history is negative for calcium problems per paragraph. Social history column, she works in the ENT office at a long-term care facility. She does not smoke and occasionally drinks alcohol per paragraph. Current medications, atorvastatin, 80 milligrams daily, common lisinopril, 20 milligrams daily, common sertraline, 50 milligrams is needed per paragraph. General review is unremarkable for 12 systems evaluated per paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 124 over 72, comma, weight 241 pounds, the BMI is 40.2, period, the pulse is 70 per minute, period. The thyroid gland was not enlarged, there were normal lymph nodes and masses palpable in the neck. The hearts of the normal lungs were clear and the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Paragraph. I have reviewed recent lab studies, which include a parathyroid hormone level of 101.6, comma, elevated, serum calcium 9.4, comma, normal, and creatinine level 1.63, period. TSH is 1.02, comma, normal, period. Vitamin D level, 25-hydroxyvitamin D level is 16.1, comma, lower than optimal, period, paragraph impression. Secondary hyperparathyroidism due to a combination of hypovitaminosis D, comma, chronic kidney disease, and possible, and low vitamin D intake, paragraph. I've prescribed 25-hydroxyvitamin D, 1,000 units daily, comma. I've indicated that you should maintain good hydration. And I've asked her to return for follow-up in about 8 weeks, per paragraph. End of dictation.